This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva. RTD's chief of police routinely drove an agency vehicle over 100 miles per hour. He's currently under investigation. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Joel Fitzgerald was placed on leave earlier this month. RTD hasn't said why, saying it's a personnel matter. But data obtained by CPR News shows that Fitzgerald regularly sped while driving an agency car. Dozens of times over 90 miles per hour, and more than a dozen over 100. It's not clear if he was speeding while responding to a police emergency, but he often sped between his home in Colorado Springs and work in Denver. RTD says it's committed to understanding the facts to ensure it responds appropriately. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
A former Douglas County undersheriff has settled for $1.8 million in a lawsuit against the county and the former sheriff. CPR's Matt Moret has more.
Holly Kluth had spent more than 30 years with the Douglas County Sheriff's Office before she was demoted for speaking out against a political endorsement by Sheriff Tony Spurlock. She was told she'd broken department policy and did not appeal. Months later, Kluth announced plans to run for sheriff herself as a Republican. She was eventually fired and told she was not meeting the sheriff's office's values. She then sued. The settlement did not include any admission of wrongdoing by Spurlock or Douglas County. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
The heat has returned. Highs of 96 in Denver, 92 in Colorado Springs, and 99 in Pueblo. This is CPR News and KRCC.